Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
So the theme for January is Living Everyday Wonder. Now, if you turn into your journal for January 9th or later on, you'll see that the topic matches for the week. We've planned it so that we can stay on the same page, Wonder, Wonder Everywhere. Then on the right-hand side, you'll see there's reflections on today's affirmation. And you heard Reverend Tara speak the affirmation, I see awe-inspiring beauty everywhere I look. And you might be wondering, why do I have a place for my reflections on today's affirmations? Why is there a space for that? Well, it's for you and me to personalize our understanding, because maybe you hear the affirmation and it's not quite right for you. You need to adjust it. You know, you need to write it down differently. Maybe you want to say it like this, I am willing to see awe-inspiring beauty today. You know, you got to meet yourself where you are. Or maybe the affirmation inspires other ideas in you, and that's your place, so that you can take that affirmation, and it's more than words that are on the screen, and now it's something that belongs in your heart and mind. So you write down your thoughts over there, and at the end of the year, you're going to have a whole year's worth of awe-inspired, recorded ideas. You'll see just below that, it says, my gratitude with the prompt, I am grateful for. And that's something for you to consider answering. What are you grateful for? This is an excellent exercise for last thing in the day, before you go to sleep, to sit down and write down what you're grateful for. Now, you notice there's just four lines there. So pick wisely. Choose wisely. And you know what I like about that? It makes me really think through. And what am I grateful for? Let the one that's most energetic rise to the surface and write it down. And keep in mind, you've got a whole year of doing this. So if you're adding four things every week, by the end of the year, you'll have a record of over 200 items, people, experiences, critters, beings, experiences that cause gratitude in you. Now, I know some of you already have your own gratitude practice, and four lines is never going to be enough. You know, does anybody do that? Write down, so you can just write over there, please refer to my gratitude journal, right? You can use it that way. And then underneath that, it says, my intentions for the coming week. Well, I try to let my intentions relate to the topic for the week. Why not? I've got this program. I might as well use it. So I might say, I intend to look for beauty this week. As simple as that. And I see goals and intentions as being slightly different. A goal is something I can check off. I intend to do the laundry by Friday is a goal. Check. Done. When I think of an intention, I think bigger, like a vision, something that I may never be able to check off as complete in a week, like I intend to look for beauty all around me, is larger than something I can do today and say it's finished. It's ongoing. It's a direction. So there's something for you to think about. What do you intend for this week? Especially related to this topic, but it doesn't have to be. And keep in mind, you've got a whole year. Sometimes I express my intentions using feeling words like I'll say, I intend to feel inspired this week, or I intend to feel connected or compassionate this week. Now, I don't know how that will happen. It will reveal itself, but my job is to get excited about a direction and not get all bothered with the how of it. So another thing, although there are four lines there, I try to keep my intention focused on one thing at a time. After all, again, we've got a whole year to practice. So I'm just going to write down one intention later on today, right over there, and that's it. Just write it down and then go about my other practices. Back to the left side of the journal, you'll see it says, today's speaker. Okay, that would be me. But this is helpful for when we have guest speakers, you know, because when you're referring, and well, who said those brilliant things? You say, oh, it was Reverend Tara, or it was Reverend Russell Gear, or it was this person or that person. So you can write that down there. And then below that is my notes, your notes, your reflections. There's where you write down noteworthy ideas that you heard today, or maybe ideas that you came up with yourself. In the middle of it, you know, that time when you tuned out from the speaker and something brilliant came through your mind. Or maybe this is where you write down something that you disagree with. Because you know you're not supposed to agree with us. You know that. You know it's not one way over here. You know that, right? I mean, we just couldn't take that, being told what to do and what to agree with. We don't have that kind of dogmatic thing. So if you hear something you don't agree with, make note and write your own version. Isn't that great? I love that. Or you could write down something that you heard in the message that you want to focus on. Or, you know, maybe you won't write anything at all. Maybe you're going to sketch. One year when we did this, one of our people came and showed me a whole year of sketches because she expressed her understanding through drawing. Come with a 12 colored pens, draw something over there. The idea is get involved in your spiritual unfoldment, have fun with it, and make a new weekly habit of participating so it can go deep into your heart and mind and soul so that you and I move from being spectators into participants. So, you know, we don't want to come to the center for spiritual entertainment. Right, we want to be working on our own journey, and then at the end of the year we'll have a record of it. I can imagine us coming at the end of the year and bringing our journals and transferring great ideas to one large sheet. I should stop talking about that, but it excites me to think about it. So we at the center, we will provide a Sunday speaker and a message every week. That part's handled. Right? You get to take as much or as little of it as you want, just like the divine. Right? Take as much as or as little as you want, and there is no such thing as missing out or getting behind. There's no such thing as that. Look, if you do miss a week and you want to catch up, that's up to you, and the videos are all available online for you to supplement your work if you want to, or you just skip it. And pick up when you want to, right? Good. By the way, look up the recent research on how handwriting, the suggestion is that taking notes by hands has a terrific, good, creative impact on our brain development, on our cognitive function, on our creativity, on our flexibility, and more. And you don't have to write pretty. You don't have to have good handwriting. You don't even have to know how to spell. You know, that's not what it's about. You don't have to use good grammar. Do you know that there's no such thing as correct language? There's no such thing. Your language use is correct. Yeah. The room went quiet. And that applies to how you say your prayers and what you write in your journal. It's correct. So write it down. If nobody can read it, that's nobody's business. So you write it down because something about the hand motion, the connection to the paper, the eye movement does something wonderful for us. It adds up to something good. It connects us to it. So there you go. Today's topic, wonder, wonder everywhere. So let's begin with wonder. Wonder is defined as the emotion or the experience that is aroused by something awe-inspiring, by something marvelous, by something beautiful, by something elevating, by something worthy of admiration, by something holy. And everywhere means in every and any place, without exception. So the idea in today's message is that this experience, this emotion of wonder or awe or curiosity is always available. And when I consciously pay attention to it, by purposefully looking for it, I bring it into focus. And when I do that, when I focus on what is wonderful, I tend to see more of it. I tend to see more of what I'm looking for. So when I look for wonder, it has the effect of increasing in my experience. So in the looking is the magic. Now this week, I'm going to suggest three focus points for us to use to increase our experience of wonder. And the first is through objects, the outer. The second is through others, relational. And the third is through myself, ourselves, inner. Outer, relational, and inner. So first of all, looking for wonder through objects, through the outer world. Well, the world around us is already amazing, rich, detailed, complex, full. It can actually be too much to take in. So we've got a filter mechanism. We filter out so that we can focus on what is important. Here's my problem. Maybe you have the same problem. Sometimes I filter out the wrong stuff. Nobody else? Sometimes I focus on the disturbing, urgent, terrifying, annoying stuff, right? And then I filter out the wonderful stuff as non-essential. No more. This week, we are being invited to slow things down and practice paying attention to taking in more of the wonderful stuff of life by giving attention to it. Here's a line of poetry to inspire. Oh, to be alive in such an age when miracles are everywhere and every inch of common air throbs a tremendous prophecy of greater marvels yet to be. Angela Morgan. Oh, to be alive in such an age that's filled up with the miraculous. That's the attitude to adopt for this exercise. I have to remind myself to get excited because sometimes I get all caught up with living life, doing duties. I didn't mean for that to become my habit. I didn't want to become so focused on negativity and used to it. It sort of creeps in. And that's why spiritual living as a practice is so important, to interrupt that and to get back on track. I want to get back to being inspired by life. I want to get back. I want to tune back in to the wow factor that's everywhere. You know, I took a friend of mine who was visiting from Southern California. I took him to Armstrong National Park, the forest, the woods there. Oh, you're beautiful. And as we were walking, I noticed his face looking up, turned up, glowing with amazement. He had never seen anything like it. Who has? But not me. I was strolling around nonchalantly looking at my watch, you know, doing the tour guide thing. Here's the tallest one. This is the oldest one. Do you know what I mean? And I realized I was not having the same experience as him because I had stopped noticing what was all around me. I'd filtered out and I was focusing on the time. Stephen Hann is guilty. He just laughed. So in that moment of recognizing, I decided in that moment to slow it down. And instead of being the tourist guide and pointing out things, I just joined him in looking up in amazement and looking down in amazement. And that's when I started to notice there were things there I had never seen before. Winter flowers, tinier than a speck. Mushrooms growing up the sides of I don't know what, rocks. Oh, it was a reminder, and I need to write in my journal, reminder to self. You can stop. You can pause anywhere, anywhen. You can stop and pause. You can feel. You can touch. You can hear. You can enjoy the miracle of life around you, Edward. You can. And when you do, Edward, you will be inspired. That's the way of things. That's how it works. I got to write that down in my journal. I'm remembering a book written by Betty Edwards from here in Northern California. She taught art, drawing, to people who can't draw. The book, it's very old now. The book is A Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. I see some people are nodding. Now, not only did this book teach me how to draw a little bit better, it also taught me how to observe and see a little bit better. I remember one exercise was to get a photograph of somebody so we could draw it, a photograph of a person or an object. But here's the trick. We had to turn it upside down and then draw it. Well, upside down, I had to see things differently. I had to pay more attention because things weren't in their proper place. So an interesting thing happened. Because I was paying attention differently, I could see more. And I could draw more accurately because I wasn't on automatic. I was present for the upside down picture. The second lesson I learned from the book was to draw the negative spaces. Let me explain that. So instead of looking at the apple on the plate, I was taught to look at the space around the apple and the plate. What shape did the empty space make? And draw that. Oh, my word. It helped my drawing, but more importantly, it helped me to take in the better picture, the bigger view all around me in life. I even use that what's the negative space drawing technique when I'm out in nature. I do it. Like, for example, if I'm standing in Spring Lake, I'll take in the view and ask, what's the central feature here that I'm looking at? It's the lake, or it could be a tree, or it could be some geese. Yes, that's good. Now, look at everything else around it. Look at the spaces and the shape around it. Look at what is happening on the side, in the periphery, in the background, because often that is where the majesty is. It takes a moment, but not a lot of moments. It's worth it. Note to self, you can pause, and majesty is waiting. Here's an exercise from the content creators of these global themes. Find an everyday object and look at it. Really look at it with eyes of wonder and awe and amazement. Notice all aspects of it. What is it made of? What uses does it have? How is it shaped? What color is it? How is it designed, if it was designed? Who might have created it? What could be the inspiration behind creating it? So allow yourself to really appreciate this object in its totality, its parts, its function, its origins, to discover how amazing it is. Notice then how you use it. What moves in your body? Muscles? Notice the complexity of your interaction with it to discover how incredible it is. And you can do the same thing with objects in nature, a tree, a flower, a rock, an animal, a river, the moon. It's a beautiful exercise. So that is increasing awe and wonder using objects. That's our first focal point. Number two, finding awe and wonder through others. Well, this one becomes easier when I practice seeing the world around me with awe and wonder. Then it becomes easier for me to expand that sense of wonder to sentient beings. And I notice that when I let myself have curiosity, which is a form of wonder, about people, especially people I don't know yet, something happens. Empathy, compassion, connection increases as others become part of me that I don't know yet, but I'm learning about. I don't ever have to even speak to them. I just have to be curious. To me, having curiosity and wonder about other people takes down barriers. And I can see without wonder and curiosity how distrust and separation can flourish. The founder of the Sikh tradition, Guru Nanak, he called upon his students, his followers, to see no stranger. Isn't that beautiful? And as a result, the nature, the characteristic of Sikh communities is that they have this tendency to welcome everybody, come in, and they feed everybody. Really, they take their founders' invitation seriously. We have a Sikh temple in Santa Rosa. It's on Todd Road, I believe. Very beautiful. Here's an exercise for this, developing awe and wonder through other people from the content creators. As you move through your day and come across the faces of people, whether in person or on a screen, silently say to yourself, "You are a part of me I do not know yet." And allow yourself to begin to wonder about them and their lives. I wonder what they had for lunch. I wonder where they might be going. I wonder what do they do for fun? It trains our mind to see more and to see more people as part of our life experience, to find similarities and appreciate them. And then silently say to yourself, again, "You are a part of me that I do not know yet." You can do this with animals, with plants, and with the earth as well. This practice orients us towards wonder and opens us to experience greater connections. So that's the second focus, using others. The third focus, ourselves, inwardly. This is a tender one. I've been binge watching Queer Eye. Anybody here? Okay, six people. I've been watching the Texas series when they're in Texas. So Queer Eye is a series about a team of LGBTQI experts who do makeovers on people. They call them make-betters. They go into their house and home and they fluff up everything. And so in the Texas series, as I'm watching, there is a theme emerging, and the theme is the value and importance of self-care. So they work with some activists who are doing amazing work in the world, but who are not taking care of themselves. Now, the Fabulous Five don't only work with high-functioning activists, they also work with regular people like you and me. And these regular people, as they're getting their makeovers, mention that during the pandemic, the habit of self-care was very easy to forget. And over 2 years, they've developed some habits that have kind of dulled their experience of personal wonder and awe. What I noticed watching the show is when one of these individuals gets their makeover, you know, they get a facial and a manicure and pedicure, whatever they get, and they get to see their loved up self in the mirror for the first time, what I notice is that there is a pause where they really take it in, and something inside them, as far, you know, I'm projecting this, it looks like something inside of them shifts. It's like they're seeing themselves as they truly are for the first time, tender, vulnerable, creative, beautiful, and deserving love. Before that, they may have looked in a mirror, but they didn't see. And because they weren't seeing, it became very easy to filter out the simplest things, important things, like the importance of being kind to self. That's really all I need to say about this one. But I'll leave you with a question. How might I start really seeing myself this week? My inner self. And how can I turn to it for guidance on how to experience myself as an expression of wonder? Well, the answer is just like the other two. Slow down. Pause. Stop. And look with deep curiosity. You might need a mirror for this. Look. And while looking, ask silently, as if addressing your own inner wisdom, what part of me, mentally, emotionally, physically, could benefit from some tender love and care? And then listen. That's all. There is a presence within you that is wise, and it is awesome, and it does want to speak. And when asked, it will tell. In summary, this is what I think. If I am not walking around with my mouth constantly dropping open with, ah, then perhaps that is a sign for me to start paying more attention. And this year's theme and focus is designed to help you and me get help with that. So I invite you to breathe in with me and to exhale for a moment of prayer. There is a still and quiet voice that speaks into the heart of all creation. It is the voice of the divine. It is ever present, ever giving its gift of life and love and wisdom to all. This voice within me, speaking to me all the time, is life. And it speaks right now through this prayer. And I affirm that as I tune into the inner solitude that is always available to me, that in those moments I can hear this voice more clearly. Its guidance is always available to me, and I allow myself to linger in this atmosphere of being in my own inner sanctuary, for in it is a wonderful and tremendous nurturing experience that guides me to my highest good. Right now, a feeling arises in me that is even greater than gratitude. It's more than appreciation. It is the sense of coming home and being welcomed. And as I feel this feeling, it allows me to release this word of prayer with faith and trust to the creative mind that receives it and brings it into my experience. And so it is.